Bonnie and Frank Show. Fleetwood Mac's new EP is available on iTunes today. Features four brand new songs from Fleetwood Mac. That song right there is called A Sad Angel.
I like it.
And Fleetwood Mac is currently on their Fleetwood Mac Live 2013 tour. Shows Hollywood Bowl May 25th, Honda Center May 28th, Staples Center July 3rd. This is the group's first tour since Sold Out Unleashed tour in 2009. And we have the founder and the drummer of Fleetwood Mac on the phone. It's Mick Fleetwood.
Mr. Fleetwood.
Mick Fleetwood.
Oh, my God.
I'm right here.
Sometimes, you know,
legend.
You don't mind getting up early in the morning to come in when you find out you're going to talk to Mick Fleetwood. This is ridiculous.
No, I'm in Kansas City, and I think we got up around 7 o'clock.
That's a great song, by the way. That Sad
stuff,
Angel.
So.
We just played a little bit of that. That's a great song. I like it.
Well, that's cool. It's one of four things we've managed to get together and put out. We're all thrilled that it actually came out because probably really, the truth be known, we didn't really know what we were going to really do with some of these songs. The hope was for all of these nice things that are unfolding now to really happen, and they have. So we feel really lucky that everything's fallen into place, and I'm personally hoping that this is the beginning of something that may hopefully organically fold over into the advent of an album, we've got enough songs to get going now. So
how long is a song like Sad Angel been sitting around?
We have a few more in the can that will constitute what would be a Fleetwood Mac album, but we're happy to do what we're doing now, and if it stops there, then that's what is supposed to happen. But my hope is that this grows into more music from
now. Mick Fleetwood, how long has a song like Sad Angel been sitting around where you said, I didn't know what we were going to put on, I didn't know what we were going to use? Has that been a song for many years?
No. All of Lindsay's songs are all very, very new.
Okay.
Meaning he's within the last 2 years, I would imagine. And he phoned me up and said, we just need to go in and play some music. We haven't been in the studio. And I said, I couldn't agree with you more. So Stevie was out on the road during that period. So the three lads in the band went in to basically just experiment and bang around ideas that Lindsay had. And so much good stuff came out of it that it was very natural and very organic. And we had, instead of 2 weeks, we went did 5 weeks worth of work, and we came out with, I think, in truth, about 8 or 9 songs, pretty much finished of Lindsay's. And then we went, well, what are we going to do with them? And we just said, well, let's just put them away and for later on, not knowing when really later on was really going to be. And this is how it all transpired. We've finally knew when we were going out on the road, and then Stevie and Lindsay got together and she sang on some of his songs, and then she cut an old song of hers, the only old song in this four-piece extended play offering is a song called Without You. And it's a song, the irony was that she wrote that many, many years ago, just before she joined Fleetwood Mac. And she lost the song, lost the demo. It was a Buckingham Nicks demo. Literally lost it. Gone, never thought about it. And she found it on YouTube.
But someone else had posted it?
Yeah, so somebody found it? And then
someone stolen it from the studio or
whatever.
So, and it's a great song, and it's one of her lovely, she does it on stage, not right now. And she said, well, this is a song that was lost. And it came back to us. And it's a song I wrote about Lindsay all those years ago.
Mm.
And so it's quite pointed and has a really nice story. But everything else is new on this package.
Mick Fleetwood on the phone with us talking about their new EP, Fleetwood Mac's new EP. It's available on iTunes today. Features four brand new songs from Fleetwood Mac. And I'm sure, I mean, the tour, the Fleetwood Mac Live 2013 tour is going.
So that's a show to see.
Yeah, that is definitely a show to see. I mean, if you're going to get a ticket, you got to go see it at Hollywood Bowl May 25th, Honda Center May 28th, Staples Center July 3rd. I'm really glad you're doing three shows out here because, I mean, to get a chance to see Fleetwood Mac live is ridiculous. I mean, as far as, like, you guys actually doing this tour, I mean, you did the one 2009 that was, you know, sold out, Unleashed tour. To do it again, I mean, you're all doing different things, and you're especially busy. I mean, you opened up a restaurant. You got your own wine.
That's what I wanted to talk to him about, the wine.
You have your own, your other band, your blues band.
I do, yeah.
So it's like with everything going on in your life.
I get up to all sorts of entrepreneurial things when I'm not playing.
Nick Fleet, would you ever just sit on the couch and watch TV?
I'm busy and I have fun doing it. And yeah, I live in Maui, so I've opened a lovely restaurant and it's going really well. And all the horror stories of opening a restaurant are true, but I like it because it keeps you really busy and it's challenging. And I love meeting people, so it works out great. And yeah, I get to sell my wine. And
how can I find your wine?
Dabble in some nice things with regards to that particular business, which is a lot of fun.
So there's a chance that I can walk into your restaurant in Maui,
yeah,
and you're working the hostess stand.
I'm in full road mode, and this is what I'm really meant to be doing in many ways.
It is.
I'm a drummer, and I'm so happy to be doing this, and it's really fulfilling. I think that goes for all of us. This is what we do. We're a bunch of troubadours, really, that once we start doing this, we fall into what it is we were sort of made to do, you know?
Exactly, and thanks for doing it. I mean, seriously, and thanks for calling us up, Mick Fleetwood. Go purchase the EP on iTunes today.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac's new EP, four brand new songs. We hear a little bit of Sad Angel. Maybe we'll go out with a little bit more of Sad Angel when we come back. All right, thank you, Mick Fleetwood. If you're ever in Los Angeles
and you
want to stop in and hang out with us. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, always. Thanks for your support and. Keep on rocking.
Good luck
with everything. All right, we're going to take a break. Come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.